Why should we be silent in the face of evil? Trump is a face of evil. Look at his Easter message that he posted on Truth Social or whatever it is that he calls his own Twitter media account. It was full of hate. He is a face of evil. I would suggest that Keir Starmer in the UK is another face of evil. His indifference to children who are living in poverty, of which there are record numbers in this country, and about which his government is going to do absolutely nothing because they say key voters like leaving them in poverty, makes him a face of evil, in my opinion. Nobody who can consciously choose for the sake of their own electoral advantage to leave children in poverty can be described in any other way. And around the world, there are very many faces of evil at present, in very many governments and even more opposition parties. And everywhere, what we are seeing are the faces of the politics of evil. It's always based on self-interest. It's always based on hate. It's always based on a lack of empathy. There's always managerialism at its core. The claim that I can only do this because that is all that is possible, because I am constrained by the finances of the government or whatever else it is. But those are just excuses for not caring. And for me, that is wrong. It's wrong, most particularly in the case of Donald Trump, where it is so obvious that what is happening is plain, straightforwardly, beyond the limits of anything that we are used to. But everywhere, this is a conviction-free politics. It's a politics based upon greed and indifference, an intellectual void, if you like. So why speak now? Well, because we need to. We need to say we care. We need to say that we have conviction. We need to say we have compassion. We need to say that we're empathic. We need to say that we must address the imbalances in society. We need to promote the policies of well-being for everyone. And I mean everyone. We need at this moment to have a politics that heals and does not divide. This is the moment when we need to speak. The moment when, in the face of fear, and I suspect very many people will be feeling fear right now, most especially in the USA, where it is obvious that Trump is out to get people. We need to say we will not be beaten by the callous, the cruel, the indifferent, the unkind, those who hate, those who promote discord, and those who will exploit. We will not put up with that. We need to speak out now, simply because we care. And that means all of us, whether that is to the person next to you on the bus, whether that is when you call into the local radio station, whether that is when writing to your MP if there's an issue of concern to you, whether that is simply to your friends and colleagues and family, wherever and whenever it is, we need to say we care, because care has never mattered as much as it does now.